You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Always one of my favorite conversations, having this lady on our show represents one of the coolest things to do in this city. I always love our conversations with her.
I do too. And I still think this is one of the city's best kept secrets.
Agreed. I agreed. But I'll tell you one thing, though. I would agree with that wholeheartedly and would endorse it as one of the top five cool things to do in this city. But the beauty of this segment of our show is that we uncover a lot of best-kept secrets. There's a lot of amazing things happening in this community.
Absolutely. It's just never-ending. We find a new one every month. It's like, oh gosh, we had no idea.
No, that's why we're here. So let's welcome back to our good friend, Pamela Henman. She's the Marketing and Public Relations Manager for Historic Oakland Foundation. You all may know it as Oakland Cemetery. Pamela, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Always good to see you. Appreciate you making time. With the calendar of events that you guys have, I'm amazed you ever have time to actually leave the property to come spend time with us. So grateful for you swinging by. I'm quite certain by this point our audience is familiar with what you represent, but take a quick minute and tell us about the foundation and the cemetery.
Sure. So Historic Oakland Cemetery is the city's oldest public burial space. It was established in 1850, and today Historic Oakland Foundation works in partnership with the City of Atlanta to preserve, restore, enhance, and share Oakland Cemetery with the public. So we do everything from tours and programming, special events, to hardscape and landscape restoration. So we are the organization that makes Oakland what it is today.
So I'm going to call this our Valentine's Day special edition.
Got it.
This is as close as we get to Valentine's Day. So for our listeners who are trying to figure out something cool to do for Valentine's Day, tell us about your love stories.
Sure. So that is definitely a date that you won't forget. It's held on February 10th and 11th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. We'll give tours of some of the kind of eternal love stories found at Oakland Cemetery. So we have, you know, both familial love and romantic love. And it's a really neat way to not only learn about Atlanta history, but also have a unique date night. So it's really cool. We have our costume docents are kind of in Victorian garb, and we'll have a little treats, whoopie pies to give to people who come as a little romantic thank you gift. We're encouraging folks to visit our neighboring restaurants to make it kind of a date night. So it's a really fun time.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You could go to Historic Oakland from 2:30 to 5:30 and then go somewhere nearby in Grant Park or one of the other cool little areas down there and eat. And
There's an increasing list of really cool eats.
It just continues
to get more intriguing, the dining options around there.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
So,
fun.
You know, one of the things that fascinates me about Oakland Cemetery is how many people are buried there?
We have a lot. We have 70,000 people.
70,000. Okay,
and so, counting. So we're still an active cemetery.
Right, right. So there's 70,000 plus stories that you can tell. And that's so someone says, Valentine's Day at a cemetery. I love the fact that you all have taken the fact that there are some of these romantic stories from people that are interred there that you can then turn into, because the story-making element of what you guys do is what I think is the coolest thing about it. So any ticketing information on specific to that event we ought to be aware of?
Yes. So tickets are available at freshtix.com. And you can also give us a call at 404-688-2107. We may, you know, in the event that we have sold out, we may be able to accommodate a few folks if they're in love and want something cool to do. So,
you know, I think an important, before we go to break, let's talk about this real quick, because we're going to talk about a number of events that you guys are doing the next couple of months. Plus, we're going to probably gently hint at some of the really, really big stuff that you do, the really, really popular, well-known stuff. There's an advantage to being a member. Can you talk about that? Because every time we talk to and ask you about ticket information, there's first dibs to the members. And those are pretty popular tickets, and they go pretty quickly. There's not much left for the rest of us. So talk about that. Before we go to break, talk about that membership program, how to do it, why to do it, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back and talk about some of these cool events.
Sure. So we offer a number of membership levels, and membership is not only a good way to support our foundation's work, but also to get cool stuff. So Our members get free tours every single weekend of the year. We offer a wide number of tours throughout the year. And so you just show your membership card and you are in. We also have discounts in our visitor center museum shop. So members get a 10% discount. And, you know, if there's a sale going, then they get an additional sale discount plus their membership discount. And I think one of the most important things of being a member is you get early access to our Halloween tickets. Capturing the spirit of Oakland Halloween has become an Atlanta tradition. It's in its, I think, 12th year now, and tickets sell faster and faster every single year. So if you want to go to Halloween, I know it sounds weird to buy Halloween tickets in July, but
it sells out within weeks.
So yeah, you have to be a member in order to get the time and date that you want. That's just kind of how it is. So it's a really good cause. We also have member only events throughout the year. So those are only members. It's not open to the public. So that's a really cool perk as well. So.
Yep. Well, methinks one of the best values in town. All right. Yeah. Pamela Henman, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
All right, we're back with Pamela Henman with Historic Oakland Foundation.
So Pamela, I thought I knew about all of your events, and then you told me about Malts and Vaults of Oakland, where beer meets history.
Oh.
So this sounds fascinating. Tell me more about this event.
Yep. So Malts and Vaults is one of our more popular tours. It's a tour program. So we offer it a couple of times a year. The first one for 2018 will be held on March 24th. And as Todd mentioned, there are 70,000 stories at Oakland, and many of them involve beer. Oakland is the final resting place for a lot of Atlanta's first brewers, barkeeps, bootleggers. So,
Really? Yeah,
there's a lot of interesting folks buried there. And so we've built a tour around their stories. And one of the best parts is after the tour, you get a little taste of something. We partner with local breweries to have a post-tour tasting. So it's really fun.
I was going to say, what a great opportunity for a local brewery to sponsor that.
Yeah. We work with a lot, like all the, you know, big names like Second Self and Red Brick and Orpheus. Old Fourth Distillery even got into it. My friend's Growler Shop across the street from us. I know Wild Heaven. I'm forgetting some. Any beer? Well,
that's a pretty respectable list.
Yeah, good list.
Yeah. So our website will have details on which brewery is up because we offer it from March through November. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a March through November deal. The first one March 24th.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's a ticket. Did you have to buy tickets?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Tickets will go on sale about 2 weeks in advance of that. So, and again, we'll be offering it throughout the year. So just check our website for all the upcoming tour dates.
All right. That's a great event. I love that one. You do a lot of specific tours around a theme like Malts and Vaults, or we talked about the Valentine's Day. But your full throttle tour season starts in March as well. Walk us through what that's all about.
Yeah. So our full tour season starts on March 17th. So that's when we offer our Site Symbols and Stories overview tour 3 times a day on the weekends. So Saturday and Sunday at 10, 2, and 4 p.m. And then at 6:30 p.m., we offer what's called a special topic tour. And we have about 18 of those, and they rotate throughout the season. So from March to mid-October, you can hear all kinds of stories. So we have tours on 19th century death and dying and like the medicinal practices during the Victorian era. Mm. We have tours on Margaret Mitchell and her life and legacy, the Jewish grounds, the African-American grounds, the story of the Leo Frank trial. That was a really infamous trial and crime that happened in 1913. So we have a whole tour about that. We have a tour about the art and architecture because there is so much architecture at Oakland, and interpreting the different symbols that are found on the mausoleum and on headstones. So it really runs the gamut from all types of interests. So.
That's really cool. Yeah. Well, now, what about the gardens? I mean, you know, spring is coming. It's hopefully just right around the corner. Mm-hmm. What are some of the highlights of the garden?
Well, the gardens are beautiful year-round, but they especially come alive, no pun intended, in spring. So we have a lot of garden walks. We'll do one for Earth Day. And also one of our biggest things is Daffodil Day, which is a celebration of the heirloom daffodil blooms that will kind of pop up in early spring. So we partner with the Georgia Daffodil Society. It's a free and open to the public program. And we offer garden walks, and we have a full cut flower display of all the different kinds of daffodil found on the grounds. We'll have presentations from garden experts. So it really is our kind of fun kickoff into the spring season for our gardens folks.
And these volunteer days about the garden, what are those about?
Yeah, so we have our second Saturday volunteer day. And if you are a green thumb or a black thumb or anywhere in between, you are welcome to help us. So we have a lot. I mean, we're 48 acres, so there's a lot of weeds to be pulled and mulch to be spread. So that's a day when anyone who's interested can come and help our gardens team get our grounds in shape for the season.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I was reading on your website that you have a new mobile app. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's Historic Oakland Cemetery app. And there are a couple, but ours is the official one. It's the one with our logo on it. And it's a self-guided tour of Oakland Cemetery. So it's free to download. And that free download includes 10 points of interest throughout the cemetery. And then for $1.99, you can unlock all 65 stops.
Wow.
And it's narrated. It has photos. It has little snippets of, you know, where you're standing and who this person is in front of you. So it's really cool. It also has a list of all of our upcoming events. And, you know, it's just another way to connect with Oakland.
So. That's pretty neat. So you could do the abridged tour the first time and just do the free version and see the 10 stops. And then the next time you come back, pay the $1.99 and download the whole thing.
Yeah. Do it however you want to do it.
Yeah.
We got a link to that app on in our show notes. That would be a great way to get people exposed to it. I guess it tells you something about the coolnessness of what you do when you have rival unofficial apps. That gives you some indication.
That's
about
what I was thinking. There's unofficial apps. Wow.
That tells you how cool this place is that they have to deal with rivals.
Guess you have to work hard to one up the unofficial apps, huh?
What she described sounds like
it's pretty good.
Sounds
great to me.
Pretty good. And you probably can learn things just by looking at the app without even having to be on the property.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great way for people who can't make it down to Oakland to explore the cemetery virtually. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Pamela. So a couple of admin steps here. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you? Again, where do they find this app? Where do they get information and everything going on at Oakland Cemetery and Foundation? And also learn about these memberships. Again, we talked about how important that is, especially when we have the dates coming in a few months for the Halloween thing, which are going to go fast. So remind us the dates of that. And then any corporate membership opportunities.
Sure. So everything Oakland can be found on our website. That's www.oaklandcemetery.com. There are links to our mobile app, both on iTunes and Google Play, so folks can download it there. Membership information is under our support page, so you can learn how to become a member, and that will usher you into the queue to get tickets, first dibs on tickets for Halloween. Those tickets go on sale to members July 1st, so they have 2 weeks advance access to tickets before they go on sale to the general public on July 15th. And we strongly encourage people to become members because those tickets sell faster and faster every single year. Last year, we sold close to 80% of all tickets to members within that 2 week window.
Yep.
Yeah. Halloween in July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Pamela Henman, the Marketing and Public Relations Manager for Historic Oakland Foundation. As always, Pamela, it's great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you as always, and continue the amazing work there. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Pamela Henman, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We look forward to seeing you again bright and early tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.